For 6 weeks now, BP has been unable to cap the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Many failed attempts. The company's latest attempt will be to try another containment dome, but this time they'll be cutting off the pipe and then attaching a cap on top of it. As the government and public grow increasingly frustrated with BP, so do you, our listeners. Last week, you had on energy policy and science experts to help answer some of your questions about the oil spill, but you have more questions and you've been submitting them to this. You can catch up on all the news about the BP oil spill at thetakeaway.org and go to the blog. But as the leak continues, your questions still coming in. On our Facebook page, David wants to know this. Is this enough to ban offshore drilling?
And many of you called it 877-8-MY-TAKE. You know, that debate on banning offshore drilling is going on Capitol Hill, so
yes.
People are attempting to answer that question. But listen to this response from a listener down south.
My name is Pete. I'm calling from North Miami. And I'm wondering, why is the government not pursuing criminal prosecutions against that Mineral and Mine Service and those wonderful folks at BP? They ought to take all these people out and hang them in public.
Well, I don't know about the details regarding the Mineral and Mine Service, the MMS service, which is actually being split off from the Interior Department, turned into three separate agencies, according to the Obama administration. But the Justice Department is down in the region this morning looking at exactly the question that Pete is asking. We also talked last week about the idea on whether this might be as bad politically, the whole Gulf Gusher business for President Obama, as Hurricane Katrina was for President G.W. Bush.
This is Tom calling from Detroit, Michigan, and in reference to the oil spill being Obama's Katrina, it just seems like the news service wants to make it his Katrina, but it makes no sense. This is a catastrophe, and it is man-made, that's true, but the response is very different.
Back to an earlier comment, one of our listeners hopes this disaster may help the push for new energy policy altogether.
This is Oscar from Miami, Florida. I think that the disaster in the Gulf goes to show that even though there's a lot of high-tech engineering and science involved in oil drilling, it's still something that can go terribly wrong, and much like a nuclear weapon scenario, it's a scenario where one thing goes wrong and it does a lot of damage. So I would hope that the federal government then would see this as an opportunity to invest in alternative energy sources.
We're going to continue this conversation and get your questions answered. You can join it by join the conversation by visiting our website at thetakeaway.org. You can also call in to 877-8-MY-TAKE. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Just join the conversation and give us your questions. We will get them answered for you to the best of our ability. Some of them, as of yet, are unanswerable, just like some of these questions you had for Louise's story about AIG and the questions about the Gaza Strip blockade. Sometimes we don't know.
Well, it's interesting, particularly on this BP story, how the conversation online parallels what's going on. You've got Justice Department Eric Holder down there looking at criminal prosecution as the question comes up from our listeners. And a lot of the technological questions we got last week were directly on the headlines. So keep the conversation going. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or go to thetakeaway.org.